In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today, as always, we have the Resurrection Sunday, which is we are commemorating the resurrection of the Lord, and today also we are celebrating the Apostle Thomas, and my beloved. Today's gospel, we heard how the Lord had resurrected the young man because he felt sorry for the mother. She was crying her heart out, but they were taking the body to be buried in the cemetery outside of the city. And when he saw the mother being so brokenhearted, he felt sorry for her, and he stopped the procession, came up to the coffin, and told the young man to get up. And the young man sat up in the coffin and was resurrected. And of course the mother had a great joy, and all the people were in awe and saying, what a great prophet has come to be among us. And it was a great joy. My beloved, the Lord is almighty. He can do everything. He can resurrect everybody, and he will resurrect everybody when the last judgment will come, and when his second coming. And we don't have to be left much of us much of the body. Maybe all already taken and turning into the earth. Maybe some bones might be left and so on, but to God it doesn't matter. He just recreate. He will resurrect us and give us a new body. The new body which will be like his resurrected body, that will not have to be adhering to many of the laws of the temporary nature, and will never be sick and will never be aging. And this is the kind of a body that the Lord is going to give it to us. And if we are fortunate, we are going to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. Let's look at the apostle, what happened to how the apostle was talking today about his suffering, what he went through, and but in all those things he didn't get depressed over it, and none of the apostles did. They all were joyful. They were joyful because they knew that they are trotting the narrow, thorny way that leads to the kingdom of heaven. But we, too many times, we are looking for an easy way out to live in this world in such a way so that we'll have a good time, and that's what we're looking most of all. But it's not the road that's going to lead to the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is taken by force, and only those who exert themselves and those who accept the crosses, whatever crosses the Lord may send us, maybe sicknesses, and maybe troubles in the family, and maybe troubles at work, and maybe persecutions of governments. No matter what is befalling us, we have to remember that the Lord is allowing it for our own good, so that we'll be able to be in the kingdom of heaven. And let me just tell you a little bit about St. Thomas. St. Thomas didn't want to go where the apostles were sending him. The apostles took lots, and he was appointed to go to India, and he didn't want to go to India because so many different people there and different customs. They all were pagans. But the Lord appeared to him and said, I will be with you, and so go in peace. And he started to go towards that place, and the merchant got a hold of him because the Emperor of India wanted to have some great builder to build him a beautiful castle for himself. And the Apostle Thomas says, I'm a great builder, I will build him. And so the merchant took him to the Emperor. The Emperor gave him lots of gold so that he will build him a beautiful beautiful place, and they showed them a place where it has to be done. But what did the apostle do? The apostle started to take that and give that money away to all the poor, and there were many, many poor. So he gave everything away, and after quite a while, the emperor asked him, how is the building going? And he says, well, I just have to finish now the roof. And so the emperor gives him lots more gold, and again he gives it all away. And then somebody came to the emperor and said, the apostle is not building anything, there's nothing being done where he was supposed to build. And the emperor got very upset and grabbed him and told him and put him into a dungeon. And but he was very, very upset. So his brother, who loved him, and he loved his brother too very much, he got so upset also, and he got sick and died that next night. And when he died, the angel took his soul and brought him to the kingdom of heaven to show beautiful mansions that they are prepared for those who love the Lord. And he was showing them around, and finally came to a place where this brother of the emperor loved that more than any place. It was more beautiful than anything else that he'd seen. And he said, can I get a little corner to live in here? And the angel said, no, that is prepared or is built for your brother, and you cannot go receive that. And then he asked if he could go back, and he can ask the same builder to build. And the angel said it was St. Thomas that built for the emperor that beautiful place in the kingdom of heaven. And so he was sent back to earth, and he was resurrected. And the emperor was so glad to see him, and was willing to give him everything, and even if need to be up to half of his kingdom. And his brother says, no, I just would like, maybe you can give me the beautiful place that you have in heaven, that St. Thomas the apostle had built for you. And then the heart opened up from the emperor, and he believed that it was true from what the brother said. And he says, no, I promise I'll give you anything here on earth, but not that, not what's over there built for me. Why don't you go to the apostle and ask him to build you a place too, also in heaven? And that's what he did. He released the apostle from the dungeon, and the brother gave him also lots of fun. And he again did the same thing. He gave it all to poor people, and thus built a place for the kingdom of heaven for his brother. But as you know, all the apostles, and there's no exception with him too, well, except for one, that's St. John, the apostle of love, as he is, the theologian and apostle of love, as he is nicknamed, and they all were killed. And so did this apostle Thomas. He was taken to his final departure was when he was taken to a mountain, and the soldiers they took the spears, and five spears hit him and killed him with the five spears. He was pierced. My beloved, he is of course in the kingdom of heaven, rejoicing and praying for us. And why do you think I say they're praying for us? Because all the apostles are praying for us, and of course, and Saint Thomas, being one of the apostles also, and all the not only apostles but all the heavenly dwellers, they're all praying for us because they love us. And now the question is: do you love your neighbors? Do you love your enemies? You love your those who are around you? Are you praying for them a lot? Well, if you love them, you will pray for them. If you don't have enough love, then you won't pray, because the first love has to come to the Lord. You have to love our Lord with all that heart and mind and soul and might, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And the proof of the love is when we really fervently pray for our loved ones, those who may be the relatives or the countrymen or whoever, the whole world. This is the spirit that the Lord wants us to have, the spirit of love. The only one we do not have to love is the sin. Sin we have to hate and have to try to avoid, and by all means not to commit any sins, because we only please the enemy of God, the demons, and then they can tie us up and close the door to the kingdom of heaven for us. So let's pray for everyone, for each other, and let's pray that the Lord who give us the patience and the love that we'll be able to endure everything that the Lord sends us, so that we'll be on that narrow, thorny way which leads us to the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.